T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You decide.
2020.
Beto O'Rourke made history yesterday, Virginia history. He's the first of the Democrat candidates to come through the state and hold public events, giving a couple of major speeches at rallies in a number of locations across the state. One in particular in Short Pump at one of the hotels out in the far West End. And Richard Marr operates the RVA Politics blog. He's a professor at Randolph-Macon College and joins us this morning. Were you there, Richard, or in case you weren't, what have you heard about Beto's visit?
Well, I wasn't there. I don't know if you can hear in my voice, John, but I'm either suffering from pollen or Beto mania. The madness of the Democratic national nominating, primary stuff is coming to Virginia. I wasn't able to make it to Short Pump, but I'm not surprised by what I'm hearing about it. They were, a bunch of Democratic activists, folks at colleges, and a lot of young folks, because the interest in Beto comes a lot from younger folks, millennials. So that was kind of the crowd at a lot of these places, but also just I think Democrats were excited about a national figure coming to Virginia. So they turned out at places like Short Pump as well.
So obviously his age, what is he, 46 years old? And, some people find him very attractive. I don't know that he's any different looking than the average ex-member of Congress, but whatever. There are some people who find him very attractive. What else is it that has captivated Democrat voters? Because he's not a successful candidate, at least his last race, and he sure burned through a lot of Democrat money during an important election cycle. So what do you think the appeal is?
Well, it's partially this appeal. He hasn't been in office. It was this kind of tantalizing moment. He was in Texas, right? So it's hard for Democrats to win in Texas. He ran a pretty well-liked campaign nationally, got a lot of attention nationally. I think it's just this fascination with, sort of Kennedy-esque is the term I often hear about Beto, even though, it's a very far kind of comparison. But it's this idea of just somewhat younger. I mean, it really might be just the case that he's not Joe Biden. He's not an old person that we've seen forever and ever that brings a little bit of freshness to the campaign. And we're also at a stage right now where people are not paying attention to issues. They're kind of just paying attention to personalities, this sort of like what's popping up in their newsfeed. So Beto at least is a kind of newer kind of model in that sense, where he brings a little energy to his campaign events and to Democratic politics.
And he himself is super rich, right? He married into a wealthy family?
I think so. And that certainly helps. But, that helps with any political candidate, because you need those resources these days to run for office.
Yeah, talk about the poor, but you're super rich. Let's let's talk about Virginia's governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. There's an article in the Times-Dispatch today saying that Ralph Northam's political arm has only raised $2,500 measly dollars since the scandals hit earlier this year. And that is not a good sign for Democrats who really, if you had talked to them at the end of last year, felt like they were poised to take over this state, lock, stock, and barrel, at least, the top three offices in the House of Delegates.
Yeah, and we'll have to see this fall what kind of effect that has. And that's connected sort of to the presidential primaries as well. I mean, we're hearing noise from the Trump campaign and the Republicans that Virginia might be back in play. Now, that might be overstated. I mean, no matter what happened with the governor's yearbook photo, it doesn't change the demographics in the state, which are leaning Democratic. It doesn't change who's in the White House. But it does mean that some of that infrastructure stuff, all that energy that's been there in Virginia the last year or two on the Democratic side, the money that comes in, all of the, you know, nonprofit groups and advocacy groups that have been throwing their support into Virginia, we don't know how much of that is still going to be around because people don't want to be associated with Northam and Fairfax and Herring. So it could be damaging. We just don't know how much for this fall's elections and what that means for next year's elections as well.
And we've got Pete Buttigieg, who's coming into town soon. Do you think he will hold the appeal, or is he just the latest hot thing that everybody's checking out and then they move on?
It's really hard to say. I mean, so a couple of years ago, I would say that a mayor doesn't have the kind of national profile to win a statewide election, let alone, you know, a national primary for president. But one of the things that, first of all, Trump, to some extent, I mean, he's kind of his own thing. It's hard to take lessons from his success. Mm-hmm. But even Obama right. was someone without a lot of, you know, national experience or time in office. So it seems like the rules are changing a little bit. Certainly, Mayor Pete and Beto are acting like, you know, you don't need that kind of long track record. You don't need that experience to win. And it's hard for me after Obama and Trump's victories to tell them no. So Mayor Pete may have a shot here, certainly much more than we would have said years ago.
Yeah, it is interesting. These candidates who are relative blank slates wind up having more viability than they would have 20 or 30 years ago because people don't want the baggage that comes along with the experience that they would normally bring. And we will see how Democrats in Virginia react to the parade of candidates as they keep coming through. Richard Marr, who runs the RVA Politics blog and professor at Randolph-Macon College, always appreciate you joining us here in the morning.
Thank you,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.